Hello and welcome to Boring Beige Box, the weekly podcast about retro computing. I'm your host, Matt Wilson. If you like to hack away at your autoexec.bat or config.sys files just so you can play King's Quest or Ultima, you're at the right place. From 2400 baud modems to IBM PS1s, to Monkey Island 2, to the Sierra Network, we cover it all if it happened in the 80s and 90s. So clean out that garage, pull out that old boring beige box, and let's have some fun. Welcome to show number 11 for Saturday, July 15th, 2006. Today's topic is the dawn of the internet. Glad you could join me today. It has been a very busy past week or so. I'm just getting back from vacation and trying to get things together and back to work. So I have been trying to get the podcast out, but everything has been going really, really well. It is the middle of the summer. It is very hot out there. It's extremely humid. I'm up here in right near Chicago, and it can be very cold in the winter, and it can be very hot in the summer. I think we're well into the 90s this Saturday, July 15th. So, how is everyone doing? I'm glad that you're tuning in today. Things have been going pretty well. I have noticed a little bit of activity on the forums. We have, for those of you who don't know, if this is your first time listening, we have message boards or forums, online forums, at forums.boringbeigebox.com. Our main website is www.boringbeigebox.com. You can also email me at podcast, that's P-O-D-C-A-S-T, at boringbeigebox.com. Beige is spelled B-E-I-G-E, if you didn't know that. So, but yes, we are here and loving the summer. I really hate mowing the grass. That is one thing that is not a lot of fun because the grass just seems to keep growing and growing. I have to mow it every week now. It's a real pain. But anyway, you got to do it. Got to have a beautiful lawn, right? Let's get started with the topic. Today, I just kind of want to talk about a time when I would say during the early 90s to mid, moving into the late 90s, when the internet was just dawning. And when I say internet, I kind of mean it in the sense that people know it as it is today, or the web, basically. You know, the internet has been around since the 60s, obviously, but when it became a part of the norm or the cultural psyche of America, or the world, really, was when the web really was invented. So, early 90s, Tim Berners-Lee, who was a physicist at in Europe, who created some of the beginning technologies for displaying information graphically on the internet through the use of a web browser. And, you know, hyperlinks and, you know, HTTP and all that stuff, the whole www, the dot, and the .com and all that. Tim Berners-Lee came up with that. He has written a book, which I have. The name of it is called Weaving the Web, and I would definitely recommend picking it up. So, really, the dawn of the internet for most people was around the early 90s. For me, you know, starting off 80s and 90s, everything was about, you know, you had online services, which we've talked about, and obviously bulletin board systems. But there was a time, you know, when the web browser began to come out, and the idea of browsing the web in the early 90s, that began to change everything in the way that people got online or used the internet. And it's, I would say, around for me, you know, I was using online services, and probably, and I actually got a late start, I feel. You know, some people were using it as early as 90, 92, 93, were using the web. But for me, I would say probably around 1995, I was using America Online, and this whole idea of you can access the internet through America Online. And this was incredible. I mean, it was the summer of 95. I remember that I would just, you know, you dial up to AOL, you minimize AOL, and then you can open up Netscape Navigator, which was, you know, the, I mean, at the time, you know, that was it. It was Netscape Navigator. There was Mosaic before that, but, you know, Netscape 1.1N or Netscape 1.0, Netscape 1.1, and then Netscape 2.0 and Netscape 3.0. I think that was like the golden years of Netscape before Internet Explorer really came out. And I remember being able to, I mean, if you look now, you go back, there's a great website. If you go to archive.org, there is a thing called the Wayback Machine, and you can look at websites the way they looked, the way they were archived, you know, years and years ago, back into the, well, doesn't seem that long ago, but back into the 90s. And I remember I was all about looking for WAV files, you know, sound clips, funny sound clips, or clips from movies and stuff like that. And they're like just little brief, you know, a couple of second, you know, WAV files. But, you know, they would take a while to download. So I remember going to websites looking for WAV files. And the layouts of the websites back then were just so cheesy. I mean, the web design was at its beginning, and it was pretty bad. There's a good program. I always try to I've been looking for to kind of chronicle that age, or the kind of the dawn of the internet, or dawn of, it's really the beginning of the web. I say internet, but that's, I mean, everyone kind of thinks that, oh, it's the internet. When you're using the web part, you know, the internet is made up of email and news groups and, you know, FTP, and there's so many different things that the internet is made up of. But primarily people look at is the web being the internet. So it's kind of a disambiguation of terms. But so what I would or the idea is that I began to use Netscape at the time when it was just in the beginning stages, and you know, the design of the sites was really bad, but it's progressed. It's really gotten better since then. But people didn't know. There's if you go to archive.org, there's a TV show, Computer Chronicles, which really is phenomenal. I'm sure that you've heard other people talk about Computer Chronicles. It is really, for me, it seems like it's the last thing that's left to really on tape, you know, chronicle the history of computing, computers, you know, technology over the course of the past, since the early 80s. They have episodes from the early 80s, so almost, you know, the past 20 some odd years. But there's a good episode. If you just type in, if you search for on the term browsers, there's a good show from like 97 or 98 that just talks about the war between Internet Explorer 4.0 and Communicator, or Netscape. They begin to call it Communicator, Netscape Communicator 4.7. So it's got some interesting stuff. The way that they talk about push media, and I don't know if you remember channels that Internet Explorer had, where it was kind of like the precursor to what we have now with news feeds, RSS feeds, stuff like that, or podcasts, you know, where it just automatically downloads for you if you have it running whenever something is released. But it's evolved so much since then. And when you really look at some of the technology back then, especially web technology, it's pretty primitive to what we have today. Things have changed a lot. So there's a lot of good episodes. If you search on just the internet, this is at www.archive.org. You click on the link at the top for moving images, the Moving Image Archive, and then click on Computer Chronicles and search within Computer Chronicles for any terms like browsers or internet. And I'm sure you'll find some old shows that talk about the early days of the internet. Now, there's an entire show. Now, this began the whole dot-com craze around the mid to late 90s, where everything just blew up with the web. there's an entire show that Computer Chronicles did. They branched off and did one called Net Cafe, which you watch that. I mean, it really takes you back. I mean, it's really funny how things were perceived and things were thought of back then. The idea of an internet cafe, people going there, accessing the internet, you know, with coffee and all this kind of stuff. And I really love the idea. I think it's awesome. But so many people have computers now and high-speed connections at home. They're not willing to really go anywhere and to pay to use the internet. It's pretty much a home-based thing now. So if you watch that, NetCafe is pretty good. Every week they, like, featured certain new websites. And, like, probably most of the websites just don't even exist anymore. So that's a good program. They have many episodes up about that. So I think it was a real special time. You know, if you remember, if you were in school at the time. For me, I went off to college at University of South Carolina, and it was a time when Netscape 3.0 was out, around 95, 96. It was 1.1n, and then I remember 2.0 briefly, but then 3.0 came out. And during that time, I'm so glad that I was alive and involved in technology, computers, the internet, stuff like that during that time, because when I'm old and a grandpa, I can tell my kids, oh yeah, I remember the early days of the web. You know, the web is going to probably evolve into something really amazing in the next couple decades, but to be a part of that, you know, at the very beginning is amazing to me. I'm really, really glad that I was a part of it. But from that time period of, say, 94, you know, going through the use of online services, using that, and then it just blowing up with the web and getting online and internet service providers and all that stuff just exploding from, like, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, that time period. And then it continued. After the dot-com crash of the late 90s or early 2000s, that changed everything, I think, a lot of people's perception of the web. And now it's become Web 2.0, if you've heard that term, which is a collection of just new technologies, new ways to access the web. I mean, people, I think, still use the web as they did in the 90s, but now there's a whole, like, emerging of a new type of person that uses, with podcasting and news readers and all this, and social networking sites, all this stuff with, like, MySpace and dig.com, and it's like a new it's an evolution of the web. And so to be a part of that time period of, say, 95 to 98 or whatever, to me will always be a special time for me, because once I went to college, I remember going into computer labs, and there's tons of beige boxes everywhere, you know, huge monster desktops, and everything is running Netscape 1.1n or Netscape 2.0, Netscape 3.0, and for some reason I keep thinking it was 1.1n. That seemed to be one that I used a lot. Anyway, if you remember Netscape, I would love to download it and use it. I think that's going to be a little project. I'm going to try to get one of my old systems, you know, online and just have the old setup with Netscape. I think I could just do it through emulation on my main computer, but to use Netscape would just be really fun. But you remember how it had all the buttons at the top, and the there was like a star or some sort of shooting star and the big N, and I just remember hours using Netscape. I miss Netscape. It was a lot of fun. Like, it seemed so fast. Everything was really fast, especially at college. We were on, like, a T1 or T3 line, and I just remember spending hours using Netscape and looking up websites and reading, and it was like a world of information. It's like, it was a total liberation, I think, of knowledge. It was a great time. So I used that, and there was some old stuff. I've got some old documents, but when I first got there, everyone gets an email. So I got an email address, and the way to access it, I could either dial up using a terminal server to dial into, it was a VAX, VMS type of mainframe system where I would go to get my email. So it would be a terminal on my PC. It would be a terminal screen. I would dial in, get my email. And also they had a text-based web browser called Charlotte. which is a lot like Lynx on Linux. So Lynx is a text-based web browser. So Charlotte was what I used, and it's like Charlotte's Web. They kind of played on that, but Charlotte was pretty cool. And using the internet, you know, just text, you could really do stuff. You could just do text-based stuff in the early days of the web because you could. Most of the sites were mainly text, especially university stuff. I mean, you're just talking. I mean, if you remember, the way that the content was formatted was just an incredibly long page that you scroll all the way down, and all it is like text. You know, just blocks and blocks and blocks of text. There was no, in the beginning, it's like there was not a lot of, I think not a lot of people thought about ways to organize the text on websites to be able to read it. In chunks, you know, or to go through it like a book and stuff. It's just funny. And there's still websites like that. I mean, there's god-awful, just nasty-looking formatted websites. So I think the idea of, like, blogs now... I have a personal blog. It's at mattwilson247.blogs.com. And I think that having a personal website using a blog to have a personal website is great because they have it formatted for you. All you do is sign up for an account, or even you can go to blogger.com and get a free blog, and it's all the design is done for you. It's nice, it's laid out good, the text is good. I mean, it's just simple to do, and it gets away from people creating crappy looking websites. So, you know, it's changed a lot since the old days. I mean, back, if you wanted to have your own website, you could get a free website on GeoCities, if you remember that. GeoCities, I had a page, and you have to do all the formatting yourself. You have to write the HTML yourself. So blogs have gone beyond, the old days of the web and having to put up your own website. So in those college years for me, I progressed on using Netscape 3.0, and I got a job working at a tech support place. It was called National Support Center. It was in Columbia, South Carolina, and it was the beginning of my computer career. It was February 1997. I answered an ad in the school newspaper, in the university newspaper, that said, "Get paid for your internet knowledge." And I went, and it was in this little strip mall, on a second level, and it looked like an older building. I walked upstairs, and I walk in, and there's all these desks. It's like a long room, a really long room. There's like a little reception area, and then I can see through the glass, and there's like a long room, and it was on the second floor. And it had brown carpet and brown paneling walls and all these old military like desks, you know, the big like metal desks. Well, not all of them were metal, but anyway. And it's all these computers, and there's all these guys. They're all young college guys, and everyone's on the old phones. The cream colored phones with the touchpad that rang, you know, really loud. And basically, it was a tech support place where people would call in from all over the country to get help connecting to the internet. And this was like around 97. So it was pretty hot at the time, pretty busy, tons of people, you know, always trying to get on. So we supported different internet service providers. They outsourced to us. So when I worked there, I supported... Netscape, obviously. Everyone loved Netscape. Netscape 3.0 was the best. And then, Internet Explorer began really to come around more in like 97, 98. And we really mainly just supported Netscape. But we supported Windows 95 and Windows 3.1. I remember using our Windows 3.11, and they actually had a program called the Shiva PPP dialer, which was a program you installed in a Windows 3 environment, and it would make the connection. It's kind of like dial-up networking. It would dial out, and you could get connected to the internet through that. And it was a beast. It was used, there was a driver. I can't remember the name of the driver that it would use, but there was a a technology that it would use to make the connection built into Windows, and it was just really crappy. It was always having problems, and I hated supporting those calls. Windows 3.1 would just, as soon as you hear what they have, Windows 3.1, you just like dreaded it. It was awful. So dialing up, I don't know if some of you remember, but dialing up in Windows 3 was a pain sometimes. It was not fun. So we tried to get everyone, you know, people were slowly moving to Windows 95 and using dial-up networking, which was so much better during that time. So I worked there for a while, and when I was in college, like I said, I mainly used Netscape Navigator. So it was a real, you know, early days of the web. Things were being invented and changing, and we really moved into the whole .com era. But I think just during that time was a special time where people were just discovering the internet, and you felt like you really felt like it was like the frontier, or it was the dawn of a new age. I mean, just the access to information was incredible. Sometimes now we take it for granted, but in that time, it blew people away. I mean, I continually was amazed at how much access to information I had. You know, using search engines, if you remember stuff like Alta Vista search engine, and just, you know, there was one called Hotbot by Wired. Yahoo, of course. Yahoo is my favorite. Now some of you, write me an email if you remember this, or jump on the forums, and I'll create maybe a new area for this discussion. But Yahoo used to have like categories. Like if you search for something, it would give you a couple of the links, you know, a couple of pages that matched up, but it would also give you the categories, and you could just search through the categories. Now, I think I found this the other week, but I really miss it. It used to just, Yahoo was so category driven. So you could go, you would see a list, you'd see two columns, and you, like say you went to science fiction, it would list all of the things under science fiction, like Star Wars, Star Trek, and you could click on that, then it would give you everything under that. So if you clicked on Star Trek, it would give you, you know, other categories, and it was very category-driven. Like Google is fine, but I don't like that it doesn't give me everything. You know, all it does is give me the first top 10 that match with that word, and that's great and all, but it just, it doesn't give me categories where I can look at multiple websites. Do you remember, I wonder if any of you out there remember that. So send me an email, podcast@boringbeigebox.com, or get on the forums and mention it, because I really wish I could use Yahoo again like that. It seems like you find more websites that way. I don't know if you remember. I mean, that's kind of how everything was back then in the mid-90s when it really began. Everything was like directories, you know, internet directories. I have a huge mega like yellow page book that had, it's like internet directory, you know, and it's enormous, and it's got all these websites, and they, most of them probably don't exist anymore, but yeah, I remember using Yahoo a lot, and using the category search and stuff, and just the web has changed so much since then. There's so many different ways that you can get information you need, like just the idea of Wikipedia. I mean, that's Web 2.0. That's the new evolution of the web. I always go to Wikipedia to look up stuff, and there's tons of information there. And having to search through a search engine for that data, that information, is very difficult. You know, I just like the clean, concise, just give me the facts of Wikipedia. So, but anyway, so things have changed a lot. The dawn of the internet, think about those times. Think about the mid-90s. Think about what you're, you know, get nostalgic and think about, you know, what you did during those days. You know, what was your first experience with the internet, with Netscape, or going to a website, typing in a www, you know, address, and browsing the web? Just think about that. Send me an email. Jump on the forums, and just kind of reminisce about that time period. All right, well, that does it all for today, for this show number 11. And I thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate all you guys out there that are listening. And I, you know, just tell your friends about the show. I hope that it continues to grow. And, you know, just keep listening, and I'll be here. Thanks, and have a great week. Bye-bye.